everyone. Welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 146. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope you're having a great December, because, ooh, baby, it's cold outside. Man, oh my gosh. That's going to be during What Have You Been Doing? Goodness. But anyway, today's podcast is going to be all about Amiibos. Yes, those little figurines that you put on your Wii U gamepad, and they come alive in your game. And sometimes they unlock certain features, like on Mario Kart 8, whatever the case might be. So we're going to talk all about Amiibos today, so I am your host, Spider Staryu, the juiciest of them all. Alright, let's be real. I'm juicy, loquacious, and bodacious. Then we have the ever bodacious Dark Boo!
I don't like phones.
Yeah, you'll probably know why at the beginning. Then we have Super Zambazy.
Hello.
And then we have Soul, Absol Power, Soul, but we call him Soul, let's be real. Soul!
I'm sorry.
I was about to get into it.
Yes.
Anyway, so as you guys know, today's podcast is about Amiibos, so hopefully you stick around. And you know, hey, if you're listening, you can answer some of the questions in the comments below, whether it be on YouTube, on MPL, it's fine. Just, you can answer it below and join in on the discussion, because we want to know what you guys think. Alright, so, but first, let's get down to business. Let's get down to the main topic, alright? So, I have a bunch of questions prepared, which, honestly, I didn't prepare any of them. They were all prepared by Soul. And, like, Hi. Two of them were prepared by SC. And Boo and me didn't prepare anything. So, sorry, Boo. We had to prepare something next time.
Shame.
So, anyway, here's the first question, which our very own Soul is gonna answer. Alright, which amiibo do you have currently in this state and time? December 20th, 2014, at 12:26 p.m. Eastern Time. Seoul.
Alright, so I think the amiibos I actually have right in my position right now haven't changed. It's, Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Mario, Luigi, nice. Mario, Peach, Link, Pikachu, who else? I got Wii Fit Trainer recently, which I'm almost positive I said already. It was a story in and of itself. Yeah, Mario, Link, Kirby, Yoshi, Samus, Peach, Pikachu, Weepit Trainer, and then I also have coming in, Zelda, Pit, Captain Falcon, and Lucario when it comes out, and hopefully Marth, because I got it off of an Asian website, which it got sold out just pretty much afterwards, so hooray.
Besides the ones you mentioned at the end, do you have all those currently in your possession, meaning, like, they're opened and everything?
Yes. All the way up to, all the Wave 1 ones. I don't have any Wave 2 ones in my possession.
Okay. Alright, so I'm next. Yes. Stir you. Yes, yes. Okay. I have 4 amiibos currently in my possession, not counting ones that I'm gonna get for Christmas, which I made my family members get me. Haha. Uncles and aunts. So, currently, we have Kirby, which you guys already know about that. I talked about that when Smash Brothers Wii U came out. We have Kirby, Yoshi, Pikachu, and Peach. Yes, I got the Peach one. Luckily, I got it without my dad knowing. But I plan on getting them all. But, Boo, Dark Boo, what amiibos do you currently have?
None.
None?
Yes, and I have none because I don't collect action figures.
Good. I thought you were about to say dolls, and I was about to get crazy right there. Super Zambazy.
None. But I am a little bit willing to possibly get one for some other people.
All right.
For
Christmas. Okay. We'll talk about
Yay.
That.
Oh,
well, excuse me.
Okay. So the next question kind of alludes to what Issy just said. Which amiibo do you plan on getting? All right. So there's tons of amiibos coming out, and whatever the case might be, but which ones do you plan on getting that you don't currently have? Soul.
So which ones do I plan on getting that I want to get all of them at some point, but the ones that I've been aiming for are, I have gotten some of the version exclusives pre-ordered, I got Meta Knight pre-ordered, and Lucario. Rosalina, Target's not putting any more pre-orders up, so I'm out of luck. And, I think I got the Shulk one too, so there's that. The Wave 3 ones, because I plan on getting all the Wave 2 ones like before, I really am going to try and get, I think the ones that are going to sell out the fastest are going to be Sheik, Ike, and probably King Dedede. I've seen King Dedede ones already been like, their pre-order is going really fast, And the Sonic ones probably going fast too, but I bet they're making a lot of them because of that. So I'm really hoping that I'm like guessing that right. But that's another question for later, so.
Alright, so same as Soul, I plan on getting them all. I originally didn't really care about getting all the amiibos, but once I went to, I forgot where I went. I went to GameStop, Target, whatever. I went to somewhere when I just saw a bunch of the amiibos, and I just got really, I wanted to collect them all. Like, a sudden urge came over me. It's like Soul possessed my body, and, like, I just became Soul, and I was like, oh, my God.
Thanks.
I want to get all the amiibos. I need to get them all. I was freaking out at the store. No, I wasn't freaking out at the store, but that would have been funny if I did. But I plan on getting them all. Currently, the ones that I plan on getting right now, not counting the ones I'm getting for Christmas, because I want to get Marf. I shouldn't have gotten Marf at the beginning. But I want to get Marf. I want to get Villager. I want to get the Wave 2. I want to get all the Wave 2. Like, I heard Zelda's already out, I think, right? Wave 2's already out, I believe.
Zelda, it was, right. For some reason, they didn't tell us this, but Amiibos, the Wave 2 were actually released, like, slightly different. So it's like released in half. Zelda, Diddy Kong, and Little Mac were released earlier this month, and Luigi, Captain Falcon, and Pit were basically just released slash are being released because they don't have a definitive release date. Zelda is probably the most Zelda is one of the most common ones to get, though. It's not as hard to get her compared to Diddy Kong and Little Mac, or Captain Falcon and Pit. Luigi, obviously, is rather easy because he's one of Mario's characters.
Also, guys, that's what you have to think about, like, people listening right now. You have to think about, like, how fast they will sell because, you know, and also their shelf life. I was about to say shell life. I'm like, wait, shell. Shelf life, like, you know, things like Luigi, Mario, those are going to last for a long time. There's no question about that. Like, there is literally no question, like, those are going to last longer than any other amiibo because Mario, Luigi, and all those, Peach and Bowser, whatever the case might be, Yoshi, everyone loves them, and, you know, they're in tons of Mario games, so, like, those are most likely going to last longer than ones like Marf, Ike, and things like that, so that's why even I'm starting to, like, plan out which ones I want to get based on, like, which ones are the most popular. So if they're really popular and they're going to sell out quickly and they're, like, really, like, obscure characters, like, Notino Shade, Marf, which Marf isn't really in games anymore, even though he was in a way. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. So you got to, like, plan this stuff out. Anyway, sorry for going on a tangent, but I'm getting obsessed with amiibos, as you guys know. So next is Dark Boo. Do you plan on getting any amiibos?
No, because once again, I don't like figurines because I lose them. And two, I'm getting cheaper by the dozen.
but what would make you get all like let's babies. Let's say what would make you get an amiibo? Like what character would it have to be for you to get an amiibo?
I don't pay attention to characters that much.
What if there was like a Boo amiibo?
I still wouldn't get it because, once again, I'm not spending no $11.99, $12.99 on a figure. Please. Don't you know that it's enough money to eat? I can go to a Chinese restaurant or I could buy my own food and cook it at home.
Well, yeah, that 13 bucks, you could spend those 13 bucks on Popeyes.
Yes.
So.
Good loving.
All right. Super Zambesi, hopefully you have a more positive response.
It's a little more positive. I'm not as crazy as some people here, not to point any fingers or say any names.
I hope your head hits the toilet and knocked out and don't wake up until all the amiibos are gone and you curse the day that you said that.
Hopefully it doesn't really happen.
Yeah, you better hope it doesn't happen.
Why would I hope it doesn't
You
happen?
Just said that it it's on more a podcast. For me. Anyway.
It's more for me.
Oh wow. Well yeah, so I might get some for some people for Christmas. I'm not sure. It'll be one of the
For me?
No.
For Soul?
Well, unless you have another like Kirby or something. But
what?
Yeah, I'm not going to go searching high and low through mountains and through forests for...
I hope you get lost in those mountains.
Well, you're already lost in them, clearly.
I'm not lost. But I'm just very... I'm very focused, driven.
So, okay.
Passionate.
Okay, here's my thing with getting an amiibo. I need to know what it's going to do in other games, because that's actually something I care about. I like figurines, but I'm not going to drop 50 grand on it or something. At this point, hey. Yeah, I guess if I'm in the store, I just need to be aware of which ones are rare, and if I see a very rare one, then I will pick it up. Like, yesterday, I was in Target, and I saw two Captain Falcons, and apparently those are now rare. So I'm pretty upset that I did not take those two.
You're kicking yourself in the head.
A little bit, because I could probably, not to be a big meanie, but I could probably sell them myself and make more money.
How is that
shade? I'd get really mad at you, but if you were selling it, would you give it to me?
If you were selling it to me, then I'd be fine.
Yes, no, seriously, if any of us find an amiibo, buy it and I will buy it from you.
Maybe I would do that. Just because
the most you can make it is $30. If you make it more than $50, I'll tell you to go screw yourself.
Don't make it $30, because $30 is how much people are putting them for. Since we're friends, it needs to be, you know, like $25.
Yeah.
20-ish.
No.
Get the friend discount.
I would be generous. I would just make it normal price plus you have to pay for the shipping.
Alright, okay. But then you would like have to like tell us when you would put it up there so we can like...
We need to organize this list. We're going to organize this list after the podcast, because if I find one, and I'll try to buy two and then give one to you later.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah, just have a list of the rarest amiibos for me, please, and then I
already gave you that
Okay, I'm not reading an entire spreadsheet.
It's really not that hard. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom. I'll give you the list. Whatever, move on.
All right, okay. Guys. All right, of the upcoming Wave 3... oh my god, I'm getting one of those moods. Of the upcoming Wave 3 amiibo, which is the following. Bowser, Toon Link, Sheik, King Dedede, Sonic, Mega Man, Ike, Meta Knight, Shulk, Rosalina, and Luma. I don't know if the Luma's in there. Oh, okay. Maybe just Rosalina. And Lucario. Which do you think will be the rarest of the ones that I just mentioned? Soul.
Well, I kind of touched on this earlier, but first of all, the most rare ones are obviously going to be the exclusives, because there's a limited amount of them. Lucario supposedly is going to be the most rare, and so is and Rosalina's getting there, because Rosalina, all the pre-orders are out because Target wants to sell as much as they can in stores. So don't you know? First of all, when like release day comes, whenever that is exactly, I will be going to a Target because I need a Rosalina, and I already have the other three pre-ordered. So hopefully that they don't get canceled, I can get a Meta Knight, Shulk, and Lucario. But the other ones, since I guess they're all in their own section, those exclusive ones, I've been looking at the sales on that document I mentioned previously, and I think King Dedede, at least right now, is the most hard to find, even though he's not out yet. I know it sounds weird to say, but he has the most pre-orders that are out, and he has he's not sold, or at least for some reason right now, he's not being sold on Toys R Us, but he is being found on eBay, so he might be one of the rarer ones. Honestly, though, probably the most rare is going to be Mega Man or Ike, because they're, like, Mega Man, not a lot of people know who he is, and Ike, nobody knows who he is unless you play Smash Brothers, so it's... I'm really nervous, because I was talking to my, the people I'm working with to try and get these amiibos, and I'm like, I'm really nervous, because all of these Wave 3 ones seem like they're going to be extremely rare, just because, like, who's going to think of nobody knows who Mega Man is. I mean, I guess maybe Bowser and Toon Link are going to be there, that's pretty much the ones that I expect to actually sell. Oh, and Sonic. So yeah, it's just a waiting game right now.
Yes, it is. I'm next, so I think Bowser is gonna last a long time. I think it's safe to say Bowser and Sonic. Those are the ones at least I think will last a while. Let's be real. Toon Link maybe, but I think the rare ones are gonna be Rosalina. King Dedede is already rare, which is freaking outstandingly weird to me. Like, everyone's just buying these amiibos. Nintendo is making some serious cash. Some serious SSS, or what's it called in Japan? Yen? You use those symbols. But it's just really amazing how much money they're making out of this. Like, everyone's buying them. They're sucking it up. I like I said though, I think King Dedede and Rosalina are gonna be the most rare. King Dedede's already rare. I think Lucario is gonna sell out well because a lot of like kids like my nephew's age, like he's 8 years old, and a lot of them just love the Pokemon ones like Charizard, Lucario, and things like that. Even people at his school love them, so I imagine Lucario is gonna sell out like crazy too. If the parents are buying the amiibos for the kids, I imagine Lucario is gonna sell out. And other than that, I don't think Meta Knight's gonna sell out. I don't know, I just don't I don't get that impression because not a lot of people are even, like, you know, really buying, like, not a lot of people have really used Meta Knight. So unless they're, like, a collector, I don't really see people buying, going out of their way to buy Meta Knight because I rarely see people using Meta Knight online, first and foremost. But, like I said, just a recap, Rosalina, Lucario, and King Dedede. Those are the ones I think are going to stay rare and it's going to be hard, so... Anyway, next is Dark Boo. Which ones do you think will be the most rare Dark Boo?
I don't know.
Well, what's your thoughts? You don't have to know. You just have to have
Bowser, not Bowser, not Toon Link, not Sheik. DDD probably. Sonic, no. Mega Man, probably half. Ike, three-fourths. Meta Knight, three-fourths. Shulk, three-fourths. Rosalina. What happened? It'll be popular, but not rare. Lucario, I no. Probably DDD.
Lucario is the most rare one right now. Cause
okay. Super Zambezi.
Are the ones that are exclusive to stores, are they going to be timed exclusives, or that's just the way it will always be?
It sounds like it's not going to be timed exclusive. You're only going to be able to get them there.
Then I would say those will be the most rare. So Rosalina, yeah, Lucario. Totally. Who else?
Rosalina, Lucario, Shulk, and Meta Knight.
And Meta Knight. Okay, so those four. Maybe throw an Ike into the mix. I'm not sure about third-party characters. That's interesting. I don't know how those will
sound. I was really thinking that too, but now thinking about it, I'm like, they're obviously going to make a whole bunch of Sonic ones, because most people know who Sonic is, so it's...
True.
That one's just a guessing game.
Also, Mega Man looks really nice. That one looks quality. Even though it's pretty simple design, but it looks really good. I might get that one.
Oh my gosh, what am I talking about? Get multiple ones.
Yeah, multiple. I already put down the list. If you see any of those amiibos,
yes, get them. Buy like two extra for me and Soul, so that.
Or if you're not going to use one, just buy both two.
Yeah, and then we'll pay. SC, that's
addiction.
What you're
I can't feed the addiction.
SC, you have to, or we need these amiibos. I'm gonna go nuts if I don't get all of them.
Exactly.
No, but for real, though, if we found out you found them, I will not talk to you.
I will not talk to SC. I will not join the podcast for like weeks if you do that.
If you only find one, buy that one, and we'll flip a coin.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay.
It's what has to happen. Anyway, let's move on to the next question.
Move on, yes.
What games do you think will have their own amiibo? So, like, you know, like, games like Cat and Toad, do you think that will have their own amiibo? Maybe some games that are already out, like Pikmin 3. Do you think, like, the amiibos will come out for, like, Alf and all those other characters? Like, what are your thoughts? Soul.
I made this question knowing that I was going to say no. I don't think any other games so far are going to have them. The only one I suspect having one is maybe Cat and Toad, but since they haven't announced one now, and supposedly it's coming out like early January or late late January to early February, I don't think we're going to be getting any ones. Maybe Mario Party 10 could have some more generic Mario and whatever ones, because we did see that first Mario figure when Amiibo was still under the... title NFP, they had that one in Mario, just some generic pose. It wasn't the Smash Brothers pose, so... And they still use it sometimes in promotional artwork, so I think that perhaps Mario Party 10, maybe, but I don't think so, will have some generic amiibo. Maybe not for it necessarily, but released alongside it. But I don't think right now any games are having any amiibos. Not for a long time, since Smash Brothers pretty much covers any game. That's out, because they have Zelda characters, they have Mario characters, and I don't think any other games will use it, except, well, no, that's a lie, because they have Yoshi's Woolly World and Kirby and the Amazing, whatever it's called, Rainbow Curse. So, I mean, perhaps, but we'll just have to, maybe Star Fox will have some amiibo support, because there is a Fox one, and maybe by that time there'll be a Falco one.
So this question, what I originally thought was that, like, what games do you think will have their own amiibo? Like, do you think, like, they will create amiibos exclusively for, like, you know, games like Cat and Toad and things like that? At least that's what I thought.
I meant, like, a new amiibo line, I guess you'd say.
I wonder, like, you know, there's like, tons of, like, Wii U games, but, like, some of them are not that popular. Like, do you think, like, they will make, like, amiibos for games like Bayonetta? Wonderful 101, which that's not even a popular game. No one's buying that game.
Okay, that's true.
That would have been a good game to do it for, though.
I know, but, you know, I didn't even buy that game. I don't even know if it's good. That's another podcast, though.
It's good.
What other games are there on the Wii U? There's not a lot of games on the Wii U. Oh, they could make a Nabbit amiibo. Ooh, I would totally buy a Nabbit amiibo.
I would not buy a Nabbit amiibo.
Yes, I need Nabbit. Nabbit. Oh, I can't stand. You know, it's funny because I love Nabbit. At the same time, I can't stand Nabbit because, like, in games like Smash Brothers, Wii U, when he, like, grabs you and, like, tries to take you to the sky, I can't stand that. I would just want to punch Nabbit across his face, like, But then there's games like New Super Luigi U, where you pick Nabbit. I love picking Nabbit. But I want a Nabbit amiibo. So do that, Nintendo. Aren't they going to make amiibos for 3DS games? I could have sworn they were making, like, a thing for, like, you know. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Like,
they're making a little pad thing that's supposed to come out next year. Probably when the new 3DS launches, even though the new 3DS supports amiibo. Like, if you just put it on the screen, it'll scan it. But they have a little circle pad, which is not the right word since they have the circle pad's a control stick, but you know, some weird little circle that you place your amiibo on, and that a normal 3DS scans it and it's like, oh, there's an amiibo here, let's play the game with it. But I don't think there's any games, there are like some Japanese games that have amiibo support, but none for us so far. Hey, maybe Xenoblade Chronicles X will use the Xenoblade Chronicles on the new 3DS will have a Shulk work.
Shulk!
I like saying Shulk.
Yeah, I love the announcer so much. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Dark Boo?
I wouldn't know what game will come out for, and I wouldn't care. I'm sorry, I would not.
Boo, you're like negative Nancy right here.
No, because I don't see, what is the purpose for these damn things?
For looking at them and touching them.
Ain't nobody want to pay no $12 to look at something you can touch. You can touch yourself and feel yourself and look at yourself through a mirror.
Oh, move on.
Bro, you are nasty. No one's doing that. No one's doing that.
No, talking about, nobody buy figurines in 2014. Are you serious? 2014, 2015.
Up here, it's almost 2015. For your information.
No, nobody buys it in the fourth quarter of 2014 and in the first and second and third quarter of 2015. Ain't nobody got time to be buying no figurines.
2015 is almost in 2 weeks.
Yes, ain't nobody got time to be buying no figurines. Because who gonna buy some figurines for a game?
I want
really?
To. I
who
want
gonna buy some figurines for the game and not doing anything else except give you an alternate costume? Ain't nobody want an alternate costume for the damn thing for the damn figurines for fucking $12? Ain't nobody want that?
It's not alternate costumes. It's just looking at them and touching them and playing them in a game.
Ain't nobody want to look at them and put them in the game, please. Ain't nobody. No. You can keep it $12 and keep it on moving. Unless all the people who buy it, people who like collecting things. I can't stand collecting things. I'd be.
What, you never collected marbles or anything like that?
No, I lose marbles. No, and that's the problem.
You're losing the marbles right now.
I'm not losing my marbles. I'm gaining jacks. We are playing jacks and marbles. I can't, but I don't know what game. Probably what game can be on? They done like producing every last for like every last. They producing like every amiibo for different games. So I don't know what game will have exclusive amiibos. I don't know.
Maybe some Mario Kart amiibos, like where it's like Mario in a cart and an amiibo.
Oh no, they won't have that. I think they produce DLCs before that.
Yeah, and I'll be better anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, Boo, is that it?
Yes.
Are you done with your tangent?
Yes, I'm done.
Super Zambazi SC, Super Zambazi SC, you go.
Yes, all four of us. I'm looking at older games, so like Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, Country Tropical Freeze, having all four playable characters as amiibos, that'd be pretty cool. I have no idea what they would do, but it'd be cool to have them. Wonderful 101, like you said, there's like the six main, or seven, is it seven? Six or seven main heroes, that'd be awesome, because those look really cool.
Seven.
Okay. And like Paper Mario, that would be cool. I don't know how they would do it. Maybe.
Oh my god, that would be like the coolest thing ever! Paper Mario amiibo?
Yeah, it couldn't be like paper thin. That would be horrible, but.
It'd have to be like somewhat thick.
Yeah, yeah. Paper Mario, Luigi's Mansion, I think that would be cool, having like a Luigi with the poltergeist. And, oh, Fire Emblem Awakening, that would be awesome. There's a ton of characters you can do there. Link Between Worlds.
Ratchet.
Maybe like the Seven Sages. Are there Seven Sages in that game? I don't know, but... same with Ocarina of Time.
What game?
A Link Between Worlds and Ocarina of Time. Sages in Ocarina of Time.
There aren't like sages. But
There's seven sages in Ocarina of Time.
In like in A Link Between Worlds, they have like special characters, but I don't think they're sages. They're just special people that unlock a gate. Maybe they are sages. Well, whatever.
How you don't know that there's seven sages in Ocarina of Time?
I knew in Ocarina of Time.
I was thinking he about didn't. It. Hey! I figured it out. Calm down. Yeah, and then okay. Actually, I'll save this for future games. So, yeah.
All right, let's move on to our next question. We have only a couple questions left. So bear with us, please. If hypothetically you could create only one amiibo of your choice, any character. Okay, wait, I said that wrong. I worded it wrong, actually. If hypothetically you could create only one amiibo of your choice, any character, what would it be? And which game would it work with that's already announced, and what would it do? Okay, so this is kind of an extensive question, but, you know, you can still answer it. Dark Boo. Soul, sorry. I forgot the order. Soul.
So, if I was going to create one character, I'd want it to be one of the Mario Kart racers, and I don't exactly know which one, but I want one of the Mario Kart racers to do it, because I don't know. Or not a Mario Kart racer. Yeah, I want a Mario Kart character thing. Like, you mentioned earlier, like, Mario in a cart. And I guess, well, that sounds weird. I guess I kind of like that, just because I'm like, alright, Mario Kart has these characters, and they're like, stuff like that, but, like, I'd rather have them, like, unlock, I want maybe a new vehicle, like, it's Mario in some new vehicle, or whatever, and, I don't know, it also unlocks a new track or whatever. That'd be nice. I want something to do more with Mario Kart and Amiibo, because those, it seems kind of weird having those costumes, though they do have some really cool ones, like the Yoshi one's amazing. It's very cool. So it's a good thing for me if they were to expand on their Mario Kart Amiibo-ness, but I guess I don't think they're going to be doing much more than the costumes. Perhaps they'll have some more as Amiibos launch, so maybe we'll get like a Zelda and a Bowser and a Sheik one as time progresses, but I think that's probably where the Amiibo is going to stop with Mario Kart.
Okay, so if I had to create one, I would just create a Toad one. No, maybe a Daisy one. Just something that, like, that's most likely not going to happen. Maybe Daisy, then. I doubt they're going to make a Daisy Amiibo, sorry. But, you know, it'd be really cool if they did, because, you know, then we have Peach, Rosalina, and Daisy, you know, it'd be the trifecta, whatever. And what would it do? I have no clue what would it do. Maybe in, like, Mario Kart 8, like, it would give Daisy a different style, like, a different dress, a different outfit, whatever, just something different. That's the only thing I could think of with these Amiibos. Like, I unless they're kind of like Smash Brothers, but, like, you can train them, I don't really see what else an amiibo can do, because I feel like amiibos were mainly created for games like Smash Brothers, where it has a purpose to train the amiibo, and then they fight with you, but I don't really see how that works with other games, at least not so far. Hopefully Nintendo can explain it more, but still, I just love collecting them, so I would say a Daisy one from the Mario series, of course. That's the only Daisy anyone ever knows, so Daisy, and she would just bring a new outfit or something. Maybe a new cart combination. Who knows? Just something like that. So that's all I have to say. Dark Boo?
Boo. Pretty much Boo.
And what would Boo do?
I have a question. question. How will he be able to fit on the amiibo thing? Because he kind of floats. I don't know how.
Well, they could probably put him like on a stand.
Ugly yellow stick.
Nobody want no boo on a yellow stick. He don't need no yellow stick. He don't walk like Toadsworth. He don't need a cane.
Well, they need for the character to stick up.
They have defective ones. They can make a defective boo on purpose.
Boo.
They could do it like Kirby. I mean, I know he floats, but...
Kirby
has
walk.
Feet. Well... you did not... Are you kidding me?
He's not standing up.
Are you kidding me?
He's sitting. I know he has feet. Okay,
are you kidding me?
I know it's not a circle.
SZ. Whoa, let's excuse SZ for a moment.
I'm excusing SZ because it's not necessarily... I understand what you meant, but it would look awkward.
Are you kidding me? Whoa.
He could just be relaxing.
You think Boo's gonna just lay down on the ground? Boo's invisible. He's gonna go through the ground.
For Amiibo, yes.
He's gonna go through the ground.
No, they wouldn't do that. They'd shove a plastic pole up him just like they did on Captain Falcon's thigh.
That's what... Okay. Boo, what would he do in the game? And what game he would be in?
I don't know what game he'll be in, though. I really don't know. Now, wouldn't it be some BS if they had the Amiibos and if you scan them for Mario Kart 8, they unlock characters? That would be BS.
Oh, that would be so amazing. Cool. That'd
oh,
be
yeah,
so
can
cool.
We do that?
Let's
I
revoke
mine, and that's
no, you guys don't care because you're going to get them all. I'm going to care because I'm not going to go buy all
oh,
them.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
No, wait, what if please. They do that? What if they do that? I don't want to buy more amiibo. Like, if they get, like, what if they make, like, a, I don't know, a, Petey Piranha amiibo, and it unlocks Petey Piranha.
I would buy it in a second.
I would not buy it. That's the problem.
So, oh. If they do something like that, I won't mind. And plus, I need to see Boop more. Instead of chasing the freaking Toad and Toadette.
alright, SC.
Okay, I would like to see Dry Bones and maybe, like, an Isabelle thing or something, and yes, okay.
What would it do?
What would it do, SC?
It would... I don't know what Dry Bones would do. It would give you a Dry Bones costume in every single game, and...
All right, that's the end of the podcast.
It wasn't me.
That's what Dry Bones would do. No, that's what Dry Bones would do. Just make people scream.
Yes, yes.
What about Isabelle? What about
scream.
Isabelle?
She would, give you
a million bells.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. All right. Ask me a question.
All right. Okay, so that's
children.
What Isabelle will just. Exist. That's what she'll do. She'll exist. She'll be. They'll like put her on the sideline of a game, and then she'll just be there, standing. All right. So we have two more questions. All right. So don't go. Don't die. Don't. You know.
Don't go crying.
Don't go crying to me. Do you think Amiibo has been implanted well in Super Smash Brothers? Soul.
No.
Why?
Because it's boring. I don't like using them in Smash Brothers. The only reason why I'm getting them is because there's a whole bunch of characters, so it'd be cool to have a whole bunch of them. I don't like how they're being used in Mario Kart. Wow, Smash Brothers. Because just all they are computer players that are better, I guess. And I'm really bad at Smash Brothers, so I just don't like dealing with
them. They're strong.
Them.
They become really strong if you really, like, feed them and stuff. Their defenses and power become really strong, and they become hard to beat.
Which is why I don't want to deal with them. It's not something I want to go with. I'm just getting them for the sake of getting them.
Well, that's fun. For me, I think it's implemented well. I would just like to see it implemented more. Like, I would just like to see the Amiibo have more of a presence in the games that it's available in. But, you know, so far I actually like the way Smash Brothers implements them. It's not like, oh, just an extra costume or anything like that. It's just like, it's like an actual, like, you know, a character that you name and you fight with. So I think that's pretty cool. I think it'd be really cool also, like, if they had, like, Amiibo tournaments, like, where, you know, people, like, at Apex or whatever tournament, doesn't matter. It could be a small tournament, a big tournament, but, like, where you just bring your Amiibo and, like, the Amiibos fight each other and duke it out. I think that'd be really cool. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. So, Dark Boo, are you enjoying it?
I didn't know they had it.
What?
What you mean, what? You ever
you didn't know they had support for Smash Brothers?
No, I didn't pay
attention. Until now?
Yeah, I didn't pay. I don't have an Amiibo, hence I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but we talked about it before.
You know what had happened was I wasn't paying attention when you were talking about it before because I didn't care for the existence of the amiibos.
Okay, fine then.
Therefore, I didn't know until now. Thank you.
You know,
yes,
I think...
Yes, I'm late and delayed. Give me a damn cookie and a damn two-piece and a biscuit because I'm late.
Yeah, I think Boo would be an excellent salesperson of the damn amiibos. Let Boo pitch the amiibos. Do it right now.
You want me to who do what?
Pitch an amiibo.
Pitch an amiibo. Like, let's say I don't know what amiibo is. You gotta tell me why I should buy it.
Amiibo is a figurine created by the developers of Nintendo to extraordinarily show the existence of a character and to profile the elegancy and the unique 3D modeling. And it can unlock certain features and different accessories of Wii U games. You have every type of amiibo you can name. Zuzu Samus is coming out. You have Kirby. You have Luigi. You have all different types of amiibos. You can buy them at any local store from Walmart, Target, GameStop, Best Buy, and it only costs about $12.99 without tax.
I'll take ten.
That's not. If you take 10, they're gonna be happy. They'll be like, just a marvelous choice. You should choose two more just to finish your collection with Nintendo characters. You should choose two more.
Boo, why are you not working at Walmart right now?
That's what they do. I'd be like, oh man. That's why I'd be like, oh man.
I honestly didn't think you were going to get into it like you did. I thought you would be like, this piece of crap is worth $12, which is what you could spend like on Popeyes or something like that. I thought that's what you were going to go into.
Yes, I'm like...
you're not wrong.
Yeah, they can't have me on it. I'd be like, this beep, 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 cost beep, $12, and nobody got time for this mother beep, 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 beep. That'll be me. Only thing you hear is beeps, because I'll be cussing.
So buy this shh so I can go home.
Yes! I buy this piece so I can go home. Thank you. I think I scared him into buying it. I really think I scared him into buying it.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Oh, I'm sorry. Essie, I'm sorry. You can go. I made a mistake. Do you think the amiibo has been implanted? Oh my god, implemented well in Smash Brothers?
No.
Why? No.
Because I still don't get it. I don't understand the point. What do you do?
Let me explain something to you. I'm so...
No, just... It's, like, amazing. Okay. They're like,
this is what you do, Essie. Okay, whoa. Let me talk. All right? Essie. Okay, see, there's a gamepad right there, right?
Okay.
What's the damn amiibo? Okay. All right? You understand?
Yes.
There's a gamepad. All right. Here's an amiibo right here. You see the amiibo? You see it, right? You see it.
In your mind's eye.
All right, okay. So... I put the amiibo on the gamepad. Whoosh! Magic happens, and the amiibo gets scanned inside the Wii U gamepad. So I can use this amiibo. I can name it. I can name it whatever I want. So I can name it Darnell. I can name it hand sanitizer. I can name it disc on the wall. Whatever I want to name it, I can name it whatever I want. Okay. And then, like, okay, so we're talking about Smash Brothers, right? All right. So, you turn on Smash Brothers, all right? All right. You go to the amiibo screen. Once it gets there, you put the thing on the gamepad. Then you register the amiibo. All right, once you're done registering the amiibo, you can verse the amiibo in Smash and, like, versus mode. Versus mode, A player, whatever. All right, not online, though. At least I don't think so. But... You know, you play with the amiibo becomes stronger, and when the amiibo becomes stronger, it becomes better at fighting people. So, does that make sense now?
Sure.
Does that make more sense than what you originally thought?
No, I kind of knew about that.
So why am I explaining this to you? What's confusing?
How is this any different from just selecting computer player?
They get harder.
They actually are a lot stronger than computer players, and they actually are harder to take out.
Because they get, like, as they level up, they go, like...
So they're well above and smarter than level 9 computers. They are really a tough... Yeah. Once they get to level 50, they are a real tough challenge to beat. They're not easy to beat by any means.
And they cheat. They hack the game.
Yes. Their defenses are higher. The power is higher. So, basically, when you get the amiibo, you know, you can also team up. Basically, what you saw in the amiibo commercial on Nintendo's YouTube. Basically, like, you know, you can train your amiibo and you can fight with it and fight other people. So, you know, your amiibo fights for you. Or you can just fight your amiibo. It's whatever. You know, I know it could be used more, but I don't see how this is bad. I think it's actually really interesting. But...
Well, I mean, I guess I'd have to try for myself, because right now I'm just imagining, oh, well, it's actually just a level 11 character. It's a higher difficulty. That's just not unlocked in the game. That's how.
But you can name it. You can name it. Well, you can name it, though.
I could name my own character, too.
But well, but you can name Donkey Kong. I can name Donkey Kong Dixie Kong if I wanted to. See, you can't do that with your so Donkey Kong.
If that's what amiibo Let's implementation is in Smash Brothers, I'm a little disappointed.
I don't think
this is guys. I'm so sorry.
Jesus. What's the last question?
Here's the last question. Here we go. This is the last question. Yeah, that's obvious. Duh. What future games do you think should have amiibo support? So, Soul, you know, lead us into this.
I don't know, since I don't know many other games that are coming out.
Oh my god. Like Mario Party 10, things like that.
Mario Party 10 has amiibo support.
Okay, well, what games do you think? What games are
coming out? I think we only have two games that are coming out. We like Mario Maker and Splatoon. Oh, no, I said Star Fox might. I think Star Fox would be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how they'd do it. I mean, Splatoon and Mario Maker are coming out way too soon for amiibo support, so I don't think it's going to have it. And so the only really games that we have in the distant future are Zelda and Star Fox. And I don't think Zelda will, because, I don't know, I've seen it so far, and it seems a game like they wouldn't have it. I mean, what would it do? But Star Fox, I don't know. I bet they could do something, but it'd probably only be Fox and Falco. So I don't... It's a mystery right now.
Alright, so for me, I just think it should be in every single Wii U game that's from now, that's being made now, and whatever. Just every Wii U game should be able to have amiibo support. And unless they're like a third-party game where it doesn't matter, like, but if they're like first-party or like they're Pokemon, whatever the case might be. Like, imagine they made Pokemon amiibos. Like, you know, I would die for a Staryu amiibo. Like, I would literally die right where I'm standing right now. If there is a Staryu amiibo, I will scream for literally 3 minutes straight on the podcast. So, anyway, just any, I think that they should use these amiibos in future games and make them have more use. Like when I was explaining it to SC, like, you see how his response was like, oh, well, you know, that's pretty much nothing, so why should I buy it? You see, that's what a lot of people will think first if that's the only thing they're thinking about. If they're not thinking about collecting it, that's the only thing they'll think. Like, oh, it's not going to have that much use to me. So they should make it more useful and make it be used more. Like even if it's costumes, not just costumes, like make it have like more like unlock new levels or things like that. Just something more. I know people be like, oh, well, I don't want to have to buy all these amiibos to get da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But what if it was just extra stuff? Extra stuff, you can't complain about that. So I think
people will definitely complain about that.
Okay, wait till you get to your part, please. So. I think that basically they should be used for every single Wii U game that's being made now and from whenever. And also for the next Nintendo consoles, you better have amiibo support too. Don't bring us all these damn things and then just be like, oh, well, they're not useful anymore. Goodbye. No. You make sure that these things are useful, right? You see, Mario agrees. All right. Dark Boo.
Oh, man. I can't say that.
Say it.
I don't know what future games... I don't think... Like, if they use this amiibo, it's just, like, special nitpicks here and there. I don't think it'll be something of significance. But I can't name a game later on that I think will use amiibo support. I can't.
Super Zambazi.
Hey, Pooh.
Oh.
You don't think Star Fox for Wii U will?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they're going to try and squeeze amiibo into anything they can. Even if it's like Hyrule Warriors, where there aren't amiibos made for it, but it uses them in some fashion. Mario Party 10, definitely. That's already announced. I would love to see all the characters have amiibos. I don't think I would buy them all, but if I was going to start, well, no, then I want to do Smash Brothers. See, look, I don't want to hang around you guys too much, because then you'll influence me, then I will start
getting all crazy. That's so cool. And see, I'm touching one right now, and it feels so realistic. It's one of the best figures ever. You will love it so much.
I was actually pretty surprised when I saw them in the store yesterday, and I don't know why I let my mind do this, but I imagined them to be a little bit bigger. They're pretty small when I saw them.
Aren't they like, what, like 4 inches
They're not
tall?
Big enough for you?
They just the way I always, like, you see promotional art, and they're always huge, because obviously it's on the computer or whatever. I just got used to seeing them as big. I didn't expect them to be as big, like,
oh my God,
5 feet or something.
Oh.
But just maybe bigger, maybe, like, just maybe a little bit bigger, maybe a few inches more, or an inch more than what you have with your amiibos. But anyway, future games. Pokemon, they would make so much money, because people will eat that up. Have all the starters, and their evolutions have amiibo.
Screw the damn starters. No one wants no damn starters. I want damn Staryu. I want some damn Tentacruel. I don't want no damn starter.
Tentacruel's sick.
Tentacruel's
one of the best Pokemon. What are you talking about? Sick.
I don't think they're going to do... I know it sounds weird for me to say this, but I don't think they're going to do it for a Pokemon game, like a main series one. However, I actually wouldn't be surprised if they did one for Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. Because that's more... I mean, it's actually character-based, so it's not like they're going to... Like, if they did Staryu, it'd be kind of random to do a Staryu one.
Exactly, yeah.
A little Staryu amiibo. I'm dying right now just thinking about it.
They'd have to pick a lot of random Pokemon. Because they can't do
if they were doing a normal Staryu's game, that's
perfect,
why I think,
though. That's the difference.
That's why I think they'd do it for a Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
What about this? What if they made you pay a lot more money if you could select... Now,
I would pay $70 for a Staryu amiibo. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my!
I'll pay $100, $120, $140, whatever. I'll pay whatever, unless it's like over $200. Then I'm like, okay. No.
Even if it had a nasty stick, because I think it'd have to.
A what?
A nasty stick, like
the, like, you know, how, like Link,
what did you talk about? A nasty stick?
Like Link has one up his leg.
Yes. Would you mind if your Staryu had one?
They wouldn't have to do it with Staryu, because Staryu stands up.
He has tiny legs, though.
He has legs, though. That's the point. You see, he has legs. I'm like, Boo. Boo doesn't have legs.
Sure, but a lot of the characters that have sticks going up their butt also have legs. It's true. Have you seen
What? What?
He has two legs.
SZ, you are just
But Captain Falcon, something else. Captain Falcon has two legs, but it happened for him.
No.
No.
Are you done?
I've been done, please.
Yeah, you best be done. Alright, so that is it for our Amiibo podcast. Clearly, some people are not as excited for this Amiibo craze. But, like, you know, if you are, tell us in the comments what you think about, you know, the Amiibos. Whether it be on YouTube or MPL, whatever. Just please tell us what you think about Amiibos. And if you plan on getting some, or if you already have some, whatever. We want to find out. No news today. I doubt there's going to be a community night, because no tea, no shade. You know.
It's the holidays.
Yeah. No. Whoa, good, Soul. I was going to say something else. But yeah, you're right. It's because of the holidays. Alright, so we're going to move on to what have you been doing. So we're going to find out what everyone on the podcast has been doing. So I think we should just start, we should do it in the order we've already been doing it in. So Soul, would you mind going first?
So I guess I will. I've been doing an art project. It's my last project, because I don't like this, because everyone's probably done finals already, except for me, because my school period, they do it where I have a week and a half after winter break of my classes, and then my semester changes, so it's kind of silly. But, so I have to take finals afterwards, and I've realized I'm really not ready for my math one, and I thought I was doing amazing, because I was doing pretty good at math, but I didn't realize how much I didn't remember until the day before break started, and break started today, technically. But in art, I've been working on my last art project, and I don't like it. They're called Oaxacas, and Oaxacas are, like, some Mexican folk art, which is, they're carved out of wood, and we're not doing wood, because, I mean, that's A, too much work. B, too much money. So we're doing newspaper covered in plaster, and I can't stand the plaster, and I can't stand the newspaper, and mine is extremely hard to make, and I don't know why I chose to do a hummingbird, especially at a newspaper, because it's extremely flimsy, and it's really scaring me that it's going to fall apart. It already looks terrible, because I don't like the plaster, because it feels, like, nasty. I don't like touching it, and I said several times, like, I don't like messes, and this is extremely messy. Or I don't like gross messes. There's a difference between messes and gross messes. So I was doing that. What else did I do? Oh, I've been on the Amiibo hunt lately, since we were talking about Amiibos lately, today. I've been, I already mentioned that I recently, today pretty much, I got pre-ordered Pit, Zelda, Lucario, and Meta Knight, and I hopefully got, well, I technically ordered Zelda and Pit, but, hopefully I can get that Marth one from Japan, because I got it from some website that was not, it's obscure, but at the same time, like, it's obscure to us, but I think it's really popular in Japan, because it's, like, huge, they have a lot of stuff there, so it's a website I've never heard of, but people knew about it, so besides the point, the Amiibo hunt is turning up a little fruitless. I'm really ticked off for these people who are, like, I've been on the Reddit all day, and I probably will be, because I need to, get the, I keep forgetting, I have Shulk also pre-ordered. Shulk and Meta Knight. I have all the exclusives except for, Rosalina, since they stopped the pre-orders there. So, I don't know if I'm gonna get any of the Wave 2 ones pre-ordered besides, the Wave 3 ones besides that one. Wave 2, I already discussed it, since if any of us find any, we will be, I'll buy two, or, well, I guess, if SZ sees any, he'll buy two, hopefully, if he can get two, and Staryu the same, and me. But for me and Staryu, we'll keep one of them and just sell the other one. I'm going to be doing this, hopefully the same thing. But if we only find, if I or Staryu finds one, obviously we keep it. But if SZ finds only one, I will make him buy it and we'll flip a coin. He'll flip a coin, cause so be fair. We can't lie. Because I don't want to, what's it called?
I don't trust SZ flipping a coin.
I trust SZ. I trust SZ because he's impartial, because he doesn't want either of us getting it. Yeah, so,
he doesn't like either of us.
I think you guys are both crazy, so it doesn't even matter which one.
But he's doing us a favor. Oh, speaking of which, I think, maybe it was like a little while ago, but I remember, I know this is really unimportant and probably not, probably makes me feel like a sad person, but maybe like 10 podcasts ago, I got these really good chips. They were the garlic cheesy bread Lay's chips, and I probably didn't mention it because I didn't finish it afterwards, but I ate the entire bag in one sitting, and it's like a full family-sized bag, and it was the best thing I ever eaten. And recently I got more, and while that's not a big deal to anybody but me, they were really good, and I felt really sick eating them, even though I didn't even eat them in one sitting. It like was over a course of like 3 days, and I was like, why am I eating these? My fingers are covered in like cheese dust, almost. It wasn't like Cheeto dust, but that's not even important. That's pretty much all I have been doing. I haven't been working out much lately. Hopefully, and I went to my sister's graduation. That was fine. I got really tired, and, I sound like I'm very tired, too. I was very tired when I came back from the thing, because we went from 12 o'clock to 10 o'clock, so I was pretty much exhausted. And the entire graduation, though, I pretty much listened to music, except until, like, they were calling names, but even still, I got bored. And I'm like, oh gosh, once I graduate, I better be going to a small school, because I don't want to deal with that. It was 2.5 hours, I think, and it was torture. And it took us, like, 30 minutes to find a place, and we went to Ruby Tuesdays, and it was a whole story. So, that's all I've been doing.
Alright, so I guess I'll go next. What have I been doing this week? I haven't been doing much as per usual during the holiday season, so. Oh, my phone's ringing. Hold on one second. Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. You didn't hear
that's
that.
That's my favorite.
Alright, okay, I'll call them back. I'll call them back. No one heard that.
You're
oh my
not
god.
Editing this out.
I'm editing that out. Mm-hmm. This whole part's
fine. Put in the bloopers.
No, I'm editing it out.
You're putting in the bloopers.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. It's
so... Shh!
I'm gonna cry.
This is why I don't have kids right now. God.
That's why.
I don't know what I've been doing. Oh, I've been on the amiibo hunt as well, because Soul Possessed. I am dying for these amiibos. I cannot even, like, I just freaking hunting these damn amiibos down. I want them all. It's driving me nuts that Marth and Villager cost so damn much, because I want to just get them right now. Pissing me off. Goodness. But we'll see. Hopefully, if, you know, if you're generous in the comments, you know, you can, like, contact me, and I'll add you on Skype, and, like, you could tell me when, like, you're selling your Marth amiibo or Villager amiibo, and hopefully not selling it for too much. You know, if you wanted to do that, you know, I'm just saying, if you wanted to do that, I wouldn't mind. Or for a Christmas present, I should get a P.O. box. Actually, no one's gonna send me anything, so let's be real. what else have I been doing? I've been watching, like, tons of TV lately, because, since I have people living in the other room, I'm not gonna tell you who exactly, but, you know, my sister and other people, we have a TV in the other room, so I've been watching some stuff I have out on the DVR, like, you know, I have so much damn Jerry Springer's and Maury's, I watched the Michael Bublé special, that was so cool, I love his Christmas music, what else? Recording. I've recorded a lot of weird stuff, so that's not even weird though. Do any of you guys watch Jerry Springer and Maury?
Maury, yeah. Jerry Springer, no.
No.
I don't really watch. I don't watch him on a daily basis. I watch him sometimes, and I really, really, really like Maury. Sometimes I like Maury sometimes more than Jerry Springer, because sometimes Jerry Springer is just so fake to me. Like at times, like, you know, you just like see this, and you're like, oh. Like, you just see them fighting, and then, oh, they're so cozy and cuddly now. And they start fighting, like, 2 seconds later. I'm like, are you kidding me? Make up your damn mind. I could never be on Jerry Springer. Because let's be real. You can't be on Jerry Springer either, because you will kill someone. You can't fake hitting someone. You kill them.
Yeah, I'll kill them.
But other than that, you know, just, it's been really cold outside. Whoo, it's been just bone-chilling coldness. I really can't. So, but other than that, not much else has been going on. Oh, I talked to my friend Chris last night, and he's been telling me, like, oh, you gotta upload videos, you haven't uploaded videos in so long, what's been up, why aren't you uploading videos? And I'm just like, wait, what the hell, why is the mic falling down? I was just like, there's been so much going on, and since I have people living with me now, that I have less time to upload stuff, so, oh my god, stop it! Freaking people keep calling me! I'm editing that out, too, but... other than that, okay, I better go now, because I gotta call this damn person, so that's all, that's pretty much it. Just, you know, it's been cold outside. Dark, SCU go, because I think you might have to go soon.
Yeah, well, since all we seem to be doing is talking about amiibos, even in what have you been doing, I will say, because I don't think I have anything else to talk about for this week.
Hello? Oh my god! Hello? Oh my god!
Anyway...
Is it safe to talk now?
I don't know. Anyway, if I was supposed to flip a coin, because I only bought one, I would just send it to Dark Boo anyway. Then he would just get mad.
No!
Oh my gosh. Did you say yes?
I said yay.
I heard, no, okay. I heard that SC, and you are a horrible person. See, I never liked you.
Like, oh, let's flip a coin. Oh, and it's Dark Boo. Wow, how did that even happen?
Because they didn't even chose right me. Away. Anyway, if there was a flip a coin, SC would just choose the other person. He's like, okay, sorry, you chose Tails? It's Tails? Okay, I'm giving it to Soul. That's exactly what SC would do.
No, he wouldn't.
He would do integrity. That.
Maybe I would live stream it or something. Live coin flipping. Oh my gosh. I just do random.org screen share.
I don't trust. No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything else to talk about this week, so Dark Boo?
Dark Boo, please keep it short.
My grades came in.
Yes, woo! What'd you get?
3 A's and 2 B+.
What'd you get on the paper you wrote that I helped you write?
SC, like, excuse me.
I didn't do as much as SC, but I did help you somewhat with the grammar at like 2 points. I should get like 5. I should get like 3% help. I helped 3%.
96.
Okay, so 3% of that I helped with.
And the other class, I showed my grades to my guidance counselor at my old high school because I had to work there on Friday. He said I get the highest grades in the hardest classes and the lowest grades in the easiest. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you got an A in both of the maths. He's like, really?
I agree with him.
I'm like, no, those are hard. He's like, you ain't get an A in medieval art. I'm like, that's hard. I'm like, it requires too much brain. I got 3.72 GPA. Higher than a Z.
7.2, yeah. What did I get? I got 3.58. Wait, that's overall, though.
Oh, overall, I had a 3.4 when I graduated from, not graduated, but I transferred from, not Malloy, Nassau, I had a 3.41.
I'm going to check what I got, because that's actually, what did you say, you got a 3.72?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a, drum roll, 3.67, dang it.
Oh, Lord.
I got A-A-A-minus, B-plus, B-plus. Yeah, I got two B-pluses. Whoops.
Three A's, two B pluses. But I'm happy that's over. Very happy that's over. I've been working, because the only thing I've been tutoring is pre-calculus. The only thing I've been tutoring. And I think that's it, because I didn't cuss nobody out. Oh, I won $50 on a scratch-off. I was happy.
That made me mad as hell. You texted me that.
I won $50 on a scratch-off, and it wasn't like I needed more money. I definitely did.
Rub it in. Every time I do those damn scratch-offs, it's always a fail. One time I did the, what's that thing called? Quick change? Loose change? It's called loose change, I think. All right, I was doing it, and, like, the freaking award would have been, like, $100. And
Don't tell me you was a penny short from a dollar.
How did you know? I was so furious. I tore that crap up. I tore it up. I don't even care. That made me, I got the scissors, and I was just cutting my way out.
Oh, I don't buy those, because when that happened, I get so pissed. I get really pissed because I just want to throw everything and just chuck everything like a chuck you and just throw. And you go, I'm done. So that's why I don't buy those, but that's what I've been doing. I haven't been doing anything else. I've been playing this Smash thing. The Smash thing's aggravating because I can't beat Classic
Mode. Oh my god.
Level 9.
You just reminded me of something quickly before we go. Alright. Last week, I versus SC and Boo. They were teams against me, and I beat them with two lives left. Oh, it was perfect. I saved the replay of that.
It was SC's fault.
It was SC's fault. Because Boo was doing fine, but SC kept freaking doing the same thing over and over and over again. And he was being so easy to predict.
Sorry, Izzy.
It's gonna get uploaded to YouTube.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's already uploaded, so.
Oh, yeah, it is! The community night. It's the last one, too.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Community night seems to just be us playing, by the way. I need to try to get some more people. I know some of you wanted me to make a new room, but yeah. I'll try to do that today.
But that's all I've been doing.
I wanted to quickly mention.
Okay.
Don't sigh. I wanted to mention last week's weekly GameCube / N64 online ridiculousness.
Oh, I saw all this in the chat, and I was just like, okay, I'm not doing this. I saw a bunch of numbers. I saw a bunch of ROMs.
Oh my god,
numbers! That's
we gotta talk about that. Talk about that.
Yes. What were the numbers? Because I didn't ask.
Who wants to explain?
I predicted something as C rolled.
Oh my god!
I predicted it! Okay, this is what happened. SC used the mushroom when I said, watch, it's gonna be a 2 and a 5. He rolled 2, then the next number, a 5. We were dying on Skype. I literally predict. I was psychic for that very moment, because I predicted exactly what he was gonna roll.
I didn't know Raiden.
And I was happy because that was enough for him not to get to change, huh? So I was happy.
Exactly. And then you did it, like, halfway again with, I think, Dark Boo. Or you said it's gonna be like a 10 and something else, and he got a 10, but he didn't get the second number.
I said 10 and an 8, and he got a 10 and a 7.
Okay, that was ridiculous. Oh, it was Mario Party 6, and it was How did I forget the name?
Snowflake Lake.
Snowflake Lake, yes.
It was boring. That was
my favorite one.
That's my favorite one. I could have been screwed.
And Z was mad because they had snack orbs, so I had to duel them.
You were dueling them way
before. He was getting all the stars from the computers because they were stupid. They were stupid. You would just...
Mario had like zero. Koopa Kid had 2 stars left. All the stars went to Dark Boo, basically.
And Z for Tate is 5 stars. Oh, he never lost a star.
That was...
Oh, as he dueled me and took all my coins.
Oh yeah,
it was a random mini game. It was a random mini game. Let's put that out there. It was Pitfall. It was a random mini game. So let's not say it was something like Card Joggers or something around those mini games, Asteroid Rage or T-5. It was pitiful. Randomness. So I knew I was going to lose it. As Z fell to duel me for a star, he's doing all my coins instead.
Because I was like, oh, I'm going to get the coin star. But there is no coin star. It's the minigame star.
And I got the minigame star, and I don't know how.
I don't know how. I won, like, every minigame, including, like, the duels. And oh, my gosh. I don't want to talk about this. I'm done.
All right. So,
and then it was one more Jeopardy.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to talk about that either.
We did good, surprisingly. As Z lucked up and got Poland again. And literature. Like, really? Had to deal with... Yes! Saints! Friggin' Saints! I can't do it! I was lucky enough to get psychology, something I'm not good at, but I know everything. So I was like, oh, goodness, this is not fair. And we got to find... We got to find the Jeopardy question, right?
Too. Yeah, we did. I should have went all in. Because that was easy.
Yeah, you would have beat me if you would have went all in.
I don't know why I didn't. I didn't have. What else would have? What would I have lost if I didn't go all in? Yeah.
So we did good. We had over $2,000, so that's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I would say.
All right. Let's finish. Let's close off this podcast. This podcast is. Well, let's keep it short. It's short, nice and short for everyone. So. Anyway, let me get the ending information really quick, which I remember from heart, of course. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. Yes, because make sure you review us as well, because, you know, reviews help so much. So please, if you can, if you haven't already, please review us. You can check out Mario Party Legacy at MariaPartyLegacy.com and the Lost Levels podcast at thelostlevels.MariaPartyLegacy.com. And where can you find me? You can follow me through the ends of the earth across the frozen sea. I am Spider Staryu everywhere in the universe on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network, and Google+. Make sure you add me to your circles. Not triangles, not squares, but circles, yes. And make sure you follow me on Tumblr because I'm really, really active on Tumblr now. I am the new Tumblr person because Soul isn't really that active on Tumblr anymore, and I'm like the Tumblr king. So make sure you are following me on Tumblr because I don't post nasty stuff. I post juicy and bodacious stuff and loquacious and ostentatious. So anyway, please go follow me on those sites.
Okay, so as for me, I think Starry kind of shaded me at it, but I'm not feeling any shade, because it's really true. You can follow me on Twitter at Absopowers, but I haven't been using Twitter, and I probably won't be. And you can follow me on Tumblr at mypissyourpants.tumblr.com, which I kind of use, but hardly.
Me? Dark Boo on YouTube. We have Dark Boo 007 for this Nintendo Network thing. And Twitter. I guess that's it.
And Super Samsy everywhere. Twitter, Nintendo Network. Whatever else you can think of. Yes.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. And like I've said multiple times during this podcast, make sure you are commenting below on YouTube, on MPL, wherever, and tell us about your Amiibo stories, whether you're getting them, you're not getting them, which ones you have, whatever. Please tell us in the comments below. We want to read it. Yes, me and Sol. Well, I don't think Boo and SC want to, but me and Sol, we want to.
We'll scorn you. That's
what I mean. Yeah, look at you like you're crazy. Whatever. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you next time, all right? Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.